With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Tribal members across northern Wisconsin wore red yesterday to raise awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women. May 5th marks a National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous People in the United States. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with members of the Mole Lake Band of Lake Superior Chippewa about how their community is addressing the issue.
Native American women face a high level of violence in the U.S. and Canada. More than 4 out of every 5 Indigenous women report violence in their lifetime, according to a study by the National Institute of Justice. And the CDC ranks murder as the 3rd leading cause of death among the population. It's a severe problem that has gone unnoticed for too long, says Ryan Randall. He's the president of the Secaucus Chippewa Community's Cultural Committee.
But it's just, there's not enough awareness. And that's why we need to get this out there and let people know that we are together fighting this, and we don't want this affecting our, you know, these are our brothers and sisters that are missing and murdered, and trying to bring them home.
Randall helped organize a community walk to bring local awareness to missing and murdered Indigenous women. It's an issue that hits home to a lot of tribal members. Gloria Toybo is a member of the Secaucus Chippewa community.
Well, last year I actually experienced one of my cousins had gone missing. And you know, it doesn't really hit home until it happens to you and your family.
Toybo's cousin was found a month after she went missing, but many others are not. That's why Toybo walks, to bring justice to the people and families affected. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.
The Vilas County Deer Advisory Council made its final recommendation last week on antlerless harvest for the 2022 deer season at their meeting in Boulder Junction. It's an increase from their preliminary recommendation. They also adjusted distribution for private and public lands. The discussion lasted more than 2 hours. The council looked over 232 written comments and heard from people at the meeting. The advisory council approved increasing the proposed antlerless quota harvest from 550 to 750. They also adjusted distribution from 70% for public lands and 30% for private lands to 50% for each. The stated deer goal is to maintain the deer herd in Vilas County. The Natural Resources Board has final approval. Silver alerts show good success in locating at-risk seniors. More than a dozen silver alerts have been issued in Wisconsin since early April, the latest being an 80-year-old man reported missing Wednesday in Oneida County, which was canceled within an hour of the alert being issued. The Wisconsin Department of Justice leads the silver alert effort. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
The instances we're seeing are ones where we can make a difference and help get somebody home safe.
The missing person must be 60 years old, believed to have some type of cognitive impairment like dementia or Alzheimer's, and their disappearance must also be tied to their condition. Plus, requests have to be made within 72 hours of their disappearance and have information that could easily identify them. Call says if you feel like a loved one may be at risk of going missing, one thing you can do is communicate with them regularly.
The more that you're involved in people's lives, more likely it is you'll be able to intervene, before somebody potentially could go missing.
If a loved one goes missing, you should call 911. You'll be asked to give information that could help locate that person. A silver alert is only issued after law enforcement sends that information to the Department of Justice, which checks to see if the required guidelines are met. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Shannon Murray will be the new Merrill Area Public Schools superintendent. He was unanimously selected by the school board. Murray is currently the high school principal in the district. He's been in that position for the last 16 years. Prior to coming to Merrill, Murray served as an assistant principal at Wausau West High School and taught at Wausau West and Medford High Schools. Murray will replace Dr. John Sample, who announced his retirement earlier this year. Murray will begin working in the superintendent position on July 1st. A Wausau police officer is being called a hero for saving a suicidal teen. Mike Leishner reports.
Police say they received a call last week from someone who said their friend had been making suicidal comments and that they were afraid their friend would follow through. A short time later, police received another call regarding a person sitting on the ledge of a downtown parking ramp. Officers hustled to the top of the ramp where they were able to pull the teen back from the ledge before they jumped. Wausau PD did release an image of the incident and credited Officer Josiah Catterhenry with pulling that person down. Those in need of mental help are always encouraged to call 800-273-8255.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Our forecast today, sunshine with a high near 67, clear tonight to low around 36, and for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 67. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.